I want to move away from the trains for just a moment, though, to the oceans. And I wonder if you're familiar with the concept of a hope spot, and if you know that we have several of them right here in the Western Cape. If you haven't heard that term before, you should know that a hope spot is an internationally designated marine conservation area. And it's all about maintaining ocean biodiversity, dealing with issues like pollution and water quality, preserving really crucial habitats for our ocean creatures. Back in December 2014, the Sustainable Seas Trust facilitated the launch of South Africa's first six hope spots, namely Knysna, Plett, Alamo Shoal, Algoa Bay, the Cape Whale Coast, and here in Cape Town, our very own False Bay. But I think a lot of people are still quite in the dark about what that means and what the implications are and why we should need a hope spot designation when we already have our own marine protected areas designated by law. I'm hoping my next guest will help unravel that for us a little bit. On the line with me is Keith Wetmore of the Sustainable Seas Trust. Keith, great to have you with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Pepe. Yeah, great to be with you, and thanks for the opportunity.
Before we talk about the hope spots themselves, won't you just briefly explain to us what the Sustainable Seas Trust is all about?
Yeah, the Sustainable Seas Trust is a South African organization, a purely voluntary non-profit organization whose mission is really to raise awareness of what our oceans mean to us and the extent of the pollution in the oceans. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the hope spots. If I can just digress a little bit about hope spots, if that's okay.
Yep.
Hope Spots was founded several years back by a most remarkable woman called Dr. Sylvia Earle, who I think is now celebrating her 83rd or 84th birthday. She's been diving in the ocean for something like 60 years or possibly even more. She's known as the explorer in residence for National Geographic for the oceans, and she travels something like 200 long-distance flights per year to develop an awareness of the pollution or the extent of the degradation of our oceans. She was out here a month and a half ago at Port Elizabeth to open the Sustainable Seas Trust Conference. And her concept is known as Mission Blue, and that's the host of the Hope Spots. Now, the Hope Spots is a wonderful thing in that it's a positive suggestion. So much of what we hear about ocean pollution, and you can see it on the web, you hear it on the radio, you hear it on Sky News in particular, is negative, Why I've got my boat involved in supporting Sustainable Seas Trust and Dr. Sylvia Earle with the Hope Spots is because it's a positive thing. She says here's a part of the ocean that's working well, that's protected, that can grow in area and size perhaps. And she's identified those six spots in South Africa and many, many other spots around the world as well. And I thought it would be a good thing to try and publicize these Hope Spots with the sole objective of really creating awareness of the value of our oceans. So I have this boat called Boaz, B-O-A-Z, which is a 40-ton steel schooner, which is really, if you like, the sole purpose of it is to create awareness of the oceans through education, through scientific research, and if I might digress from that a little bit, into trying to link Madagascar, or let's say the Indian Ocean Islands communities, to South Africa. About 2 years ago, my wife and I were in Madagascar on an official business, actually a linking of businessmen in South Africa to Madagascar. And we were told many times that we are neighbors of Madagascar, in a sense, across the oceans, and we have no contact at all with you people, just as we here in South Africa really have not much idea of what's going on in Madagascar. So taking that a little bit further, I thought, why not run this boat across the ocean, the Indian Ocean anyway, off to, let's say, Madagascar, Reunion, Mauritius, and link by means of educational activities between the schools here and in Madagascar with a view long-term to getting some exchange students from the two countries. So if we can get this thing off the ground, basically we just need some support in terms of financing for fuel and food and salaries. We'll run this boat for the next 5-10 years, let's say, across the ocean to Madagascar, link there with schools, do a scientific research project across the ocean every year, make a video, show the videos to the school, let's say 5 schools this side, 5 schools that side, get the kids involved here, the kids involved there, let them be part of that video. Let them, see the result of that video every year, and then possibly circulate that video around the schools, all with the the intention of creating awareness of the state of our oceans, Keith, and in particular with plastic pollution, which is a very important subject.
Keith, I know you're holding an information evening in Gordon's Bay tomorrow evening to talk about this vision and talk more about the False Bay Hope Spot in particular. If listeners would like to come along to that event, where should they be when?
Yes, it's on Thursday, the 7th of September, at 6:30 at Gordon's Bay Yacht Club, which is the old harbour, the traditional harbour. It's free. The club will be open to all comers. Dr. Tony Ribbink from the Sustainable Seas Trust will be the main speaker. I will be addressing the role of boroughs into that endeavour. And we will possibly have a couple of other speakers with regard to the local efforts, which are becoming quite extensive in Gordon's Bay to keep our beaches clean.
Keith Wetmore, thank you so much. Apologies that we have to leave it there. But remember, Thursday evening at 6:30 at the Gordon's Bay Yacht Club, if you're interested in finding out more both about his work with his yacht, the Boaz, and about the concept of the Hope Spot, and particularly the False Bay Hope Spot, 6:30 on Thursday evening.